I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors.
Now we head up to the Webster offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist, on the phone, and you did a little traveling and stocking in the last few days. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we went over to Genoa, Wisconsin, which is about, oh, I suppose, 450 miles from Webster. Picked up some lake sturgeon, 4,068 lake sturgeon that were about 6.5 inches on average. Brought those back and put them in Big Stone. This is the, I guess, the fourth stocking in the Big Stone. It started in 2014, and every year we've been stocking about 4,000 of those fish, and hopefully, you know, eventually they'll mature and have a viable fishery in Big Stone Lake.
Now, has there been any electrofishing to see how any of the stockings have fared?
They haven't sampled, you know, in our gears any of the fish, but I know the commercial fishermen last winter caught some. And those fish, I believe, are about 18, 19 inches long. So they're definitely there. It looks like they're growing like they're supposed to, you know. And they're saying, oh, 5 years, they should be about 30 inches long.
Wow.
So they should be growing, you know, growing pretty good. You know, ultimately, they could reach 300 pounds and live to 100 years. So these are a long-lived fish, and they're going to get pretty big.
Well, how about Bitter and Waw Bay? Is that two of the only lakes in Dade County about getting pressure or giving up fish?
Yeah, they're the primary ones. Definitely what we're seeing the activity on. And it sounds like, you know, for the most part, the bite's been fairly good. Most people are catching some fish. I haven't heard a whole lot on the perch with the walleye bite. I mean, the walleyes are what they're catching. Waw Bay, maybe a few perch mixed in, but down Bitter, it's just strictly been walleyes.
Any areas on Bitter, Waw Bay that you know maybe the bite has been occurring?
You know, I think most people on Bitter are probably in that southwest part of the lake, down around those where the islands were. On Waw Bay, I think, again, most are down on the south part of the lake and, you know, straight out from that Canago area, maybe up towards School Bus Point and that, working those areas.
Any other lakes getting any fishing pressure?
Olpik still has some activity. You're going to see, if you go there, you're going to catch a lot of smaller walleyes. And, you know, about probably one in every 20, maybe on a good day, this will be over 15 inches. A little bit of activity on Lynn. Talked to some guys that were up there yesterday, and they said they're not catching a lot of fish, but the quality's there. They're catching some nice fish, especially in the evenings. We're actually doing our survey up there this week, and we're seeing, you know, I'd say a moderate abundance of walleyes, but we have some fish up to 26 inches in our net. Some smaller perch, you know, 8-inch perch in there. But overall, you know, I'd say the numbers are down on both those species in Lynn right now.
Dove hunters, goose hunters, any word on them?
You know, the dove season's been pretty good. Those doves have hung around for a while this year. I know some people that have done pretty well on them. Goose, you know, people are getting some geese. I'm hearing, you know, every once in a while some big limit or big bags coming in. But as far as, it sounds like everybody, you know, gets, you know, 4 to 5 geese when they go out. So I think most people are happy. I think when the pressure's down after opening weekend, we're just not seeing as many people out chasing the geese right now.
Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist out of the Webster Game, Fish, and Parks, thank you. Now we head down to the Sioux Falls Game, Fish, and Parks. Biologist Dave Lucchese. And Dave, any lakes between Brookings and Sioux Falls and over in that Lake Thompson area, maybe people catching some perch or walleyes?
You know, Thompson's been pretty quiet lately. Really haven't heard much coming out of there. But I think at the north end of our region, I think Lake Albert has been a really good perch bite. Sounds like there's quite a few limits of fish coming out of there. A lake that really hasn't hit all year, but and I don't have a confirmed report, but one of our guys was passing by there, and there was a half dozen boats on Goldsmith Lake, which is just northwest of Volga. We looked at the lake survey. It's got a pretty good perch population and a few walleyes, but they must be picking up something out there because the whole rest of the summer the lake's been empty. Further south, Lake Campbell had put out a few walleyes. I haven't heard much recently, but Lake Madison got a report on there. Sounds like a guy pulling plugs out in the middle of the lake caught a limit of nice walleyes, 16, 17 inches, and and had a number of smaller fish out there. Really haven't heard much on perch out of those Madison lakes this year. I think Lake Brant has been yielding a few perch to anglers pulling plugs trying to fish for walleyes, but that's been about it. Further south, Sioux Falls area, we're just not hearing much right now. Most of those lakes, just not much of a bite going on and not a lot of people pursuing fish on them. But I would think in the next couple of weeks, they might start to pick up.
Hey, Dave, do you think that the geese are pretty spread out now, or just maybe pockets of them in Brookings and Lake County and then closer to Sioux Falls?
You know, I think they are. A couple of the guys I talked to who hunt geese said that, you know, of course, you're seeing them everywhere in August, and now, you know, you have to look a lot harder to find them. I do know that some guys who actively pursue them and decoy hunt them have been having success, though. They've been getting on the fields and have shot pretty good numbers of birds. So it takes a little bit of work, but there's some goose hunting to be had around the region.
Biologist Dave Lucchese out of the Brookings and Sioux Falls offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Thank you. Now we travel down to Hamlin County, Esteline, South Dakota. Dan Sturdhagen, the conservation officer with the Game, Fish, and Parks. And just traveling west of Esteline on Lake Ponset, still a lot of perch fishermen on that west side.
Yeah, they're definitely starting to spread out more, you know, as the weeks go on and that bite kind of starts to heat up. Seeing more people kind of on the west end, but kind of more closer to the middle. Bryce and I were out there the other day talking to a bunch of fishermen, and definitely some really nice quality fish coming out of the lake. People are starting to get into limits of fish. Not all of them, but there's a handful of them that are. But definitely the quality of perch out there is averaging about that 11, 12 inches, which is really nice to see.
Dan, have you
a lot of people... What's that?
No, excuse me. I was just going to ask you, have you seen people targeting or catching any big smallmouth bass?
We do see some people targeting that smallmouth bass. Most of the time it's people catching and releasing.
Yeah.
It would have been, I think, a week ago, I found down at the Pier 81 bait shop, they had someone measure or weigh in a proud angler smallmouth down there, which was really nice to see. So,
yeah, well, good for them.
Yeah, so yeah, moving over to Albert, a lot of people that we talked to fishing Ponset were saying, boy, I don't want to be chasing around the rest of them boats out there. But Albert has a ton of boats out there, a lot of traffic. The bite is really good down there for that smaller perch. You know, that size from 8 to 10 inches, you're going to catch a ton of fish. But, you know, the quality is not quite like what you're getting on Ponset. So I'm kind of... pick what you can and keep what you can, but yeah, definitely those are the two hot bites. Clear Lake, up by Thomas, you know, there's a small walleye bite going on up there. People have mixed results. Some people are coming out with limits, some people are not. So I think most of the people that I've talked to have definitely started to flood down to that Ponset Albert area and start chasing them perch.
The goose and dove hunters still out after the birds?
Yeah, just this last week I had a pretty nice goose trip that I talked to a couple of hunters up around that Goose Lake, Wolf Slough area. That one group harvested about 100 geese in that one morning, which was really a surprise for me to see. Because most people I've been talking to are getting half a dozen birds a trip, which has been pretty good for them. The doves... it definitely gotten kind of cool, so that they're starting to bunch up and people are getting some good chances at hunting that. Around that Mickelson Slough area, there's a ton of harvested wheat, which has really brought the doves in, and been seeing pretty much every night of the week. I'm finding at least one or two groups out there trying to chase the doves around, which is fun to see. Definitely a good chance for the little ones to get out and
yeah,
practice their shot and getting ready for pheasant season. So.
Well, good. Well, Dan Sturdhagen, CEO out of Hamlin County, thank you.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
Don Fierstead here with some additional outdoor information. Well, coming up this Saturday, running through January 7th, it is the prairie chicken and sharp-tailed grouse and the gray partridge season. It's statewide, again running from September 16th through January 7th. A fish hatchery in South Dakota will release more than 90,000 paddlefish into two reservoirs. Gavin's Point Hatchery will release them in Lake Francis Case and Lake Sharp. The Larry Sand Memorial Youth Step Out, that is Saturday, September 16th, at the Diamond Game Production Area near Sisseton. It's for youth ages 8 to 15, must have a parent or guardian present just at the registration. A lot of neat things going on, but it is this Saturday. If you want some more information, call Dean Schultz at 881-3773. Dean is a conservation officer in Sisseton, South Dakota. The South Dakota 54th Annual Trappers Association Fall Rendezvous is this Friday and Saturday at the Clark County Fairgrounds. Friday, doors open at noon, trapping demonstrations, supply dealers, wild game feed, Texas Hold'em tournament, free admission. And Saturday, the doors open at 8 a.m., and that's trapping demonstrations, youth trapping education, sportsman's raffle, grub steak raffle. Trapping supply dealers will be there, a membership meeting, and used equipment to follow. Now, if you want some more information on this, you can call John at 791-1156. That's the Fall Rendezvous, 54th Annual Trappers Association, this Saturday and Sunday, this Friday and Saturday at the Clark County Fairgrounds. And don't forget about the Big Buffalo Roundup in Custer State Park. It's a 24th annual, 52nd annual Buffalo Roundup and 24th annual Art Festival. It's the Roundup begins at 9:30 on Friday the 29th. And the Art Festival runs from the 28th through the 30th. And you can watch the Old West come alive. If you want some more information, you can log on to custerstatepark.com or call 255-4515. For the Outdoor Show, I'm Don Fierstead. Now we head up to the Watertown offices, the Game, Fish, and Parks Conservation Officer, Bryce McVicker. And I guess, first of all, right here around Watertown, Dry Lake, Long Lake, Kempeska, Pelican, Goose Lake. Only Goose Lake, is that the one really giving up fish?
Yeah, it really has been definitely the spot that's had the most boat traffic for sure. Still pretty similar to what we saw last weekend. Maybe a few more fish this weekend with the cooler weather. But most of what they're catching there is that age class of fish that are around 14 inches. Still seeing a few of the bigger ones. Guys targeting perch, still having a tough time finding anything. And get outside of Goose Lake, and you're looking at a pretty consistent bite. Dry Lake by Florence, Long Lake, north of Henry. Seeing five or six boats on a busy day on the weekend, so not a ton of fishing pressure. Everybody seems to be leaving those lakes with some fish. Nothing in the realm of limits, but everybody seems to be catching something.
Fishing pressure on certain lakes, maybe, Indian Springs and Dry Lake by Willow Lake, maybe over in Clark County?
Yeah, Indian Springs has been really tough. Most people are spending a full day out there and maybe only catching one or two fish. I guess the positive to take out of that is the fish they are catching right now are really quality. A lot of big walleye, over 25 inches. Just not very many of them, but if you catch something, probably going to be really quality. Down at Dry Lake number two, kind of a similar story. Not a ton of keepers, but everybody who keeps either perch or walleye, really quality fish. As you can remember from the last couple winters on Dry Lake number two, if you do catch a perch, it's going to be a really nice one, usually over 13, maybe 14 inches.
Any wheat fields or other fields still producing some Canadian hunting around the Watertown and Clark area?
We had an excellent weekend for Canada goose hunting, much better than opening weekend. Probably didn't see nearly as many hunters, but the hunters that hunted on Saturday morning did very good. We finally saw some triple-digit numbers on the ground in some area fields here. A lot of guys that shot well over 20 birds in a field, so things looked really good. Just kind of weather dependent. Saturday was cool, a little bit of wind, nice cloud cover. Hunters were really able to take good advantage of that. As far as the dove hunting goes, Cottington County hasn't been very good, but Day County, Dual County, and Hamlin are all places where hunters have been able to go out and put down good limits of doves as well.
Bryce McVicker out of the Watertown office of Game, Fish, and Parks, thank you. Now we head out to the Whitlock Bay area, pro guide Chuck Rouse. And Chuck, starting up closer to pier, up above the dam for walleyes or salmon, or down below the dam for walleyes, much fishing pressure at this time of the year?
Below the dam, there's been a lot of fishing pressure. I guess there's been a lot of guys going down there, some having real good luck, and others, you know, getting some fish, but I guess there's a tremendous amount of boats. Somebody said something about 300 or 400 boats out over the weekend down below, down there in that Antelope Creek area. Up our way on Sunday, I put in down at Sutton Bay, and there wasn't anybody out Sunday. I was the only boat on the lake, so not hardly any fishing pressure up our way. We're still catching a few fish. I mean, we didn't get out till dinner time, and we had like 5 walleyes and 5 bass, and couple catfish and a northern. So I mean, there's some fish biting. They're not jumping in the boat. You got to work for them a little bit. You got to go find them.
Well, you think the middle of September, occasionally there's going to be a salmon showing up.
You know, it'll be 10 years ago, I think a week from this weekend, we caught 27 salmon. We had 6 guys, legal limit would have been 30, and we caught 27 salmon. And so, yeah, the calendar is right, but the temperature has just been way too warm. I think maybe we get this cold front. You know, they're coming in, they're advertising Friday, Saturday with some cooler temps and some rain. It might bring them in and turn them on a little bit. But I heard rumors of a couple being caught over in Whitlocks, and that's been about it. But not a lot of people even trying it.
Pro guide Chuck Krause out in the Whitlock Bay area. Thank you. Well, now we head up to Big Stone Lake, South Dakota side. We're talking to Don at Schmidt's Landing. And as far as perch and walleyes, are they catching them? And what's some of the areas?
You know, the week kind of started out a little slow. We warmed up, hit 90 degrees yesterday. A little bit of a challenge. There's been not much wind, which most people don't complain about, but for fishing purposes, we need a little ripple on the lake. Yesterday, for whatever reason, my anglers that came in on Sunday were able to get on some fish. We saw some nice perch yesterday. In fact, I took a picture of a couple guys. They must have 20 nice perch. We measured a couple of them, and they were at 12 and 12 and a half inches. So those bigger perch are starting to school up a little bit. They're getting a little easier to find. Also had a gentleman that comes here twice every year. He's my avid dock fisherman. He pulled out a 17-pound catfish yesterday.
Wow.
He could barely lift the little thing. But it was photographed and released back into the lake, so swimmers, watch for your toes.
He didn't happen to measure that, did he?
We didn't measure length, no.
Yeah, that's a nice fish.
But he enjoyed catching it. We snapped a lot of pictures, and we let him go.
What are the areas they're finding any main perch groups out on the lake when they're going?
It's still that rocky ledge area up by that public access close to Kramer's Resort. That seems to be the favorite spot. Fishermen are finding perch in other locations. I've heard around the Gray Barn. I've heard at the Whiskey House, Lou Point, the Grapevine, just down from me. I've got private cabin owners will just slide their boat off their lift and go out in 12, 13 feet of water just out in front of their cabins, and they're catching perch. I think it's more of a function of timing and keeping your presentation simple. Don't overthink it. Just sit back, relax, and let those fish come to you.
Well, Don at Schmidt's Landing, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.